They're always with us, you know, and just try to remember them every day that way, you know.
Art Emerson. Ted Esser. Jeff Sherry Jenner. David Goldman. Patricia Guido. Charlie Hall. Mike Hamm. Alan Horning.
It's a very complex problem, but it seems to me that in a society that tells us that we're all responsible individuals who must make or break themselves, that there is almost a necessity that there be some who cannot do that and who stand as some kind of benchmark for others. And that's really sad. That to me is the structural problem that goes beyond simple economics. And I'm not sure what to do about it, but we need to transform a society which, in a sense, generates homeless people through various means, whether it be because of addiction or because of mental illness that remains not well treated because our social services have broken down, or because they simply can't fit in to the sort of pigeonholes that we create for one another. I don't have an answer, and I don't know that anyone does, but we all have to work together to do it because we're all part of it, because we're all part of a society which, in a sense, needs the homeless.
Dean Cobb. Jeff Landry. Eugene Lane. Jody Langer. Robert Lee.
Hello there. You are listening to Hole in the Bucket, KBOO's show on poverty, housing, and homelessness. You've been hearing the victims of death from various causes in the homeless community. And we are going to have a break to talk about why it's important for you to become a member. I think I have Peter and Elizabeth, and me and Michael Anderson are going to do a little talking with you. Hi, guys.
Hi, good to be here with the listeners tonight, and we really need your pledge support. You know, there's not another station in town that would give time for the names of the people who've passed away on the streets. There's not another station in town where you could have the same kind of exposure to the listen to voices of low-income people and people living on the edge on the streets. And it's a really great feeling. Even some of the times these stories are very sad and difficult, it's a great feeling to have a forum, a place where we can express those. So
that we can really be in touch with what is happening in our community. It's about our community. And that's right, corporate media is not going to bring you anything like this. They don't want you to know about this. This is the stuff you need to know. This is what isn't happening anywhere else. This is KBOO, KBOO Community Radio. And, you know, you're listening because you know that this is where you're going to hear this. This is the only place. Give us a call. Become a member. Help support this kind of radio. 503-232-8818. Or if you're outside the Portland area, 1-877-500-KBOO. Become a member. Help support this kind of alternative voice, this kind of knowledge, understanding, connection with your community that just is not happening anywhere else.
Yeah, when you're homeless, you don't have a name, it seems, in terms of the mainstream public and the mainstream media, certainly. So to be able to hear the names, to give that kind of respect to people who have died on the streets of various causes, because anyone can be homeless. And we're just lucky that by one paycheck away often from being out there ourselves. So here at KBOO, we recognize that and we value the people's lives who are out there and who haven't been able to get it together enough to be in there in a home. And they're probably not listening to a radio. So this is all the more reason why you should support KABU, because we are the voice of people who are out in the street and without a voice, without a place to be, without a place to listen to the radio. 503-232-8818 gets this kind of programming into your home every day. 1-877-500-KBOO if you're outside the metro area.
And making a contribution to KABU is really, it's one place where you can really concentrate your support for all kinds of things that are happening, all kinds of progressive causes here. This is a voice for support for reaching out to people who are incarcerated, to the queer community, to all kinds of voices and communities that just do not have a voice, do not have a connection. One contribution to KABU allows provides support for a wide diversity of community activities and connections and networking. It's all about communicating. It's all about bringing people together.
How about making a pledge in their honor? There's a lot of folks out there, like Peter said, who are incarcerated, who are on the streets, who are very young, who are very old, who are not mixing into the mainstream society. Maybe they're disabled. Make a pledge in their honor. Maybe they don't have the money to pledge. Maybe they don't have the wherewithal to come down and volunteer. Maybe they don't even have a radio to listen. And you can become a member in their name. Think of it that way. 232-8818.
Yeah, maybe you're already a member, but get the additional membership for somebody who is less fortunate. 503-232-8818.
You know, there was we heard probably 25, 30 names. There were actually many more names, Fred, than that. We had a slight hitch with the recording equipment. But, you know, what struck me about it is some of these names are names that, you know, maybe haven't been spoken by a family member or a loved one in a long time. And I think Orion, that had a really great idea. This is a way to extend some honor and love to some people who've been neglected, who've been left out. And again, that's very much in the spirit of KABU. And that's why we need you. 503-232-8818. If you're not a member, come aboard, come into our community. If you are a member, this is a time to extend yourself a little further for some people whose lives have been a little overextended.
It's real easy to do. You give us a call at 503-232-8818 or 1-877-500-KABU, and you tell us that you want to support this kind of radio. You can do that with using a credit card. You can tell us how much you want to support us with, and we can send you a bill for that amount, or you could sign up to have a certain amount taken out of your checking account every month, which is a really good way to support the radio station.
It's a great way. That's the way I like to do it. And let me tell you what, if you already do it, you know, you could go up another $5. You wouldn't even notice it. I mean, that's the nice part
that's
about
right.
The bank account, right?
That's right?
Is it's gone before you even get a chance to think about it. And it's easy, it's painless, and it brings you aboard into our family.
And it gives KABU a reliable base, too, from month to month. Now, we have to, every year, twice a year, we have to come out and ask for money. But the best way to keep us continuing going on is month to month. And if you can make that sacrifice of $5 a month or $10 a month or $15 a month, whatever. Hard to think of it as a sacrifice when you get so much in return.
I think of it as
return.
A gift. It's a gift
too.
To yourself,
yeah.
And it's a gift to so many other people, because basically only 1 in 10 of the people who are listening to this are members and supporting this. And you think about that, that's a lot of people. Your gift to KABU is going to provide this for a lot of other people.
And speaking of gifts, we have thank you gifts for you also. I mean, KABU is a gift in itself. And but in addition to that, in addition to having KABU come into your home at whatever your choice, whenever you turn on the knob, there it is. We have KABU versus the Media Zillas t-shirt for a $60 minimum pledge. Now, if you gave, for example, if you're going to make a pledge in the name of somebody homeless, maybe that KABU t-shirt would go to them. You know, they're always needing food, clothing, whatever. So think about that. Think about pledging in someone else's name and making that shirt available to them. them, and who knows, making a new friendship in the process. There's the 2006 World Report by Human Rights Watch. A $60 minimum pledge will get you that. The 16th Annual World Report that summarizes human conditions in 68 different countries across the globe. There's also, let's see, a book, The Bonus Army, by Paul Dixon and Thomas Allen, an account of a march on Washington in 1932 by 45,000 World War I vets demanding payment of the bonus promised them at the end of the war. So you see, the government hasn't really changed that much in how it treats its veterans. I think it's probably worse now than it's ever been. But and a lot of the homeless people are veterans,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely.
So these are some thank yous we can give you. If you call in right now, 503-232-8818, and pledge your support for KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Peter. And we do have a goal this hour of $360 before 7 o'clock. $360 to show that you care about programming that is completely unique. I mean, where else in the United States can you hear a show about homelessness? Man, people just aren't talking about it. Thank you, Michael, as well. We are going to go back to our host, Jay Thiemeyer, with more on tonight's Hole in the Bucket programming.
Welcome back. The litany of names we heard at the beginning of the show did not include all the names by any means. At the memorial, the final names were first names, nicknames, and initials. You had sort of an increasing invisibility and anonymity, which, of course, the memorial was intended to fight against so that we wouldn't forget the people out on the street. The community's response, of course, was to refuse to forget and especially to remember and address how and why these folks died. And what was dramatically obvious to me was that most of the names were male. This next segment, we would like to address the vulnerability of women who, for whatever reason, wind up out on the street, having dealt with domestic violence, having dealt with mental illness, whatever reason. Try to put yourself there if you have a vivid imagination to address this vulnerability of women question. We have Marjorie Phillips, now with Catholic Charities, formerly with Rose Haven, and Tamara Brockler, who is with Sisters of the Road Cafe. Welcome to you both. And I guess, Marjorie, I'll start with you. If you can sort of talk about the sorts of problems that you see, and I'll just leave it an open check.
I was a advocate counselor with Rose Haven for the past 7 years. And what I viewed and saw was that women were so vulnerable on the streets. Women tried hard to disappear so no one would take advantage of them. Women continued to have to compromise themselves, that they dealt with some of the pressures that, were overwhelming and would cause problems for them. I found that a lot of women who ended up homeless, it was either because of the domestic violence, because of mental health, and sometimes because of financial situations, families that couldn't afford to pay their rents. You know, the mom was making minimum wage, clearing $800 a month. Rent was $750. She had utilities. She had to feed her kids. She had to, you know, take care of other necessities, where they would end up homeless. I also dealt with women who, after they're on the street for a period of time, then mental illness starts setting in, because just trying to cope with everyday life, trying to stay warm, trying to make sure that their needs were met. It was a challenge. It was a challenge. If you can imagine being on the streets, not able to go anywhere and clean up, not able to use a restroom, not able to lay your head down somewhere, it's a challenge. And then you have predators who come after you and try to, use you for their gain, as well as, you know, some nights they had to compromise themselves to stay safe.
Yes. Tamara, welcome. And
thank you.
You were, I know you deal with the same sorts of these you know, women coming into Sisters of the Road for a safe place to have a decent meal mm-hmm. and to be basically left alone, mm-hmm. have some sanctuary. Could you talk about that?
Well, mostly what I see is a lot of, especially the younger women coming in, and to protect themselves, that they might be in a situation that they stay in, just like if they were in a domestic violence situation where they would stay at the home. Well, I see a lot of the women staying in this relationship, the street relationship, because they don't want to be exposed to more pressures out there. And like yesterday we had a woman come in who was very young, and she had some mental health issues, and she had been abandoned by the person that she'd been with the night before. So, and she was just, you just watching her go down farther and farther and farther, and it was so sad, because who do you call? What do? How do you help these women? Mm-hmm. And you see, this is a common thing.
Who do you call if a woman is, mm-hmm. for example, comes into Sisters and has a real meltdown, a real crisis, and mm-hmm. And just loses it? And who do you turn to?
First, you know, the staff is trained to deal with something like that. But if we, you know, if it's way out of our league, then we call Project Respond,
right?
Which doesn't have a real quick response, but you know, mm-hmm. we do call them
because they're underfunded.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they not have a quick respond because they're overwhelmed, but they'll only assist them if they are a harm to themselves or a harm to someone else. So several times we have called on them, and because the woman said she wasn't, you know, going to hurt anyone or herself, they were unable to assist her, yet it was obvious that she needed help.
Mm-hmm. All right. I called to find out, to talk to a friend who's with Project Respond, and I got the 24-hour mental health crisis line, which I'd like to repeat, 988-4888. So if anyone sees someone going through a mental health crisis, male or female, that's the number to call, 988-4888. And they refer, for example, to Project Respond. Mm-hmm. Sisters, to me, always stood for sanctuary and nutrition and hospitality in the very real sense, and caring. The idea of thinking of how vulnerable women are on the street, especially, that to have a safe place to go to, that you sort of see, you see a lot, I'm sure, but it's a huge provision that Sisters provides. Are there some other instances where you say you've been able to help direct people, women, to different services, like to help with housing or to shelter or, mm-hmm. or where to get cleaned up, if they needed medical help, that kind of thing?
Well, like new women coming in, we always direct them to Rose Haven, because, you know, being a day, it is a women's day center. Nice. So, yeah, we send women there. There's so many resources that we try to tap into as often as possible.
How about health care? If someone is, say, new in this city, they're dealing with a mental health issue, as an example, how do you help them plug into what's available?
That's a good question. What is available?
Yeah.
So.
I know that the West Side Clinic, part of mm-hmm. the Multnomah County Health Department's clinical services, their clinical network, has a homeless outreach coordinator, Kim Tierney,
mm-hmm.
That people, if they were directed over to Westside, I know that there would be people there who could help with getting, like, mental health services and other health care, whatever they could get turned them on to. Marjorie, could you tell me how your day went today in dealing with homeless folks, women? As a
typical day would be, and Rose Haven is a day center for homeless women and children, and I have moved into another program, started another program, but I'm still very connected to them. A typical day is when that door opens, there's a line of women waiting outside. We see anywhere from 60 to 110 women a day. They come in, they sign in for services. We have a triage person who triages who needs assistance immediately, because a lot of times they come in crisis from what has happened the night before. We have services available to them where they could talk with the advocate counselor. And sometimes that's what most of the women need, is to have someone to talk to that they can share their story with, that they can be heard, because they're not heard on the streets. So sometimes it's just the fact that they receive respect. Every woman that comes to Rose Haven is treated with dignity and respect. We have snacks that we provide for them, and sometimes volunteers will prepare soup or something to bring in. We have coffee available to them. We have a small clinic that is open twice a week, and I don't have those days right now, to assist the women. We also have we have some of the county's mental health outreach people coming in to assist on certain days. And we just try to provide whatever we can, try to help them access services, mm-hmm. try to access housing, and just let them, their voice be heard.
Right. Do you have things like showers and change of clothes and that sort of thing?
We don't have showers. We do have clothing and hygiene products, right. Which they can shop once a month is what we provide for them, or if they have emergency, we will provide them with that.
Right, and then you can direct them to places where they probably can access things.
Right.
And what's the address and the phone number?
It's 116 Northwest 3rd between Cooch and Davis, and the phone number is 503-248-6364.
Good, thank you. When we come back from pledge break, we will be opening up the phone lines, so please, if you have questions, want to know more, or things you're concerned about, please feel free to call us. That number was 503-231-8187, and that will be after our pledge break, which I believe is right now.
Yes, indeed.
I hope you wrote that number down, because I have another number for you now. And this is the number for you to call to ensure that KBOO stays on the air, that we continue to give voices to people like the homeless who just have no voice at all in the community. KBOO is the only voice for homeless people. 503-232-8818. Call us right now during this pledge break so that you don't have to miss a minute of this interview. 1-877-500-KBOO if you're outside of the Portland metro area.
This is so typical of KBOO's programming. Every public affairs show you hear here, the news, whatever, you're going to just pay attention. You'll hear over and over again contact numbers, website information, all kinds of ways to get connected, to get information, to get the help that you need, to connect with people who are doing and thinking things like what you're doing and thinking.
News you can use, right?
This is really a clearinghouse for information and connectivity.
Activist radio.
Yep. And I think just as KBOO, we give out help and assistance, this is our time when we say, and we need help and assistance. Because as a community, there's a mutuality and a sharing, and there's a lot that we provide. And in order to provide it, there's things that we need. And tonight, we need you to call 503-232-8818 or 877-500-KBOO, that's 5266, and show your pledge support. You know, sometimes musical lyrics will strike me at a certain time. And, you know, recently I was thinking about that Beatles song, Eleanor Rigby, and All the Lonely People, Where Do They All Belong? And, you know, one place they belong is here at KBOO. Here at KBOO, you go from perhaps being lonely, being left out, to a place where you can be as involved as you want. And that's a really a special, amazing thing that you're not going to find in a lot of places. I mean, and in a deep fundamental sense, this is a place where anyone could walk in tonight, tomorrow, and get as involved as they want to be in the KBOO community.
And really be a part of it. Community is a word that gets used an awful lot, but if you look around, it's not easy to find. And KBOO is community. If it's nothing else, it's that. It is.
And it is so much more. You know, you say if it's nothing else, huh? It's a lot more. It's news and views that you just don't get anywhere else. And this is where, if you, I know you're listening because you know that this is the only place to get that kind of news and views, and so and entertainment. So please, please call 503-232-8818 and show us that you appreciate that this is where it all comes from.
Actually, I wanted to say that I know people are listening because I actually have someone to thank for calling.
All right,
yay.
Jennifer from Portland is a new member, KBOO.
All right, Jennifer.
And I'd like to say to everybody else out there right now, I would love to read your name at the next break and say thank you for calling in, because that's what we need to have happen. And you know, we're serious here. This is like the very end of a fairly long pledge drive that we've had here. And we have a goal for this show, but we also have a goal that is our budget. And we really do need to make that. And we wouldn't be here asking you to support us if we didn't need it. We know what we need. We know what it takes to make this station happen. And it's really not a lot when you think about that we're doing radio here. But we do need you to call. We need to make our budget. We need to get back to the kind of programming that you depend on from us. So give us a call, 503-232-8818. Or if you're outside the Portland area, call us at 1-877-500-KBOO.
I think we're being asked to sing a song.
To sing a song.
Are you going to sing it?
If you want it.
Yeah. Okay. We have a phone answer who
Judy's
going to
come and sing.
Judy's going to sing a song for you.
It's getting desperate.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you have to call then for her song.
I'm sitting here by KBOO's phone, and I'm wondering why you ain't called to make a pledge. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Won't you please call it?
Don't make Judy cry.
Yeah, please no. You know, I mean, that was a great spontaneous musical contribution by Judy. We also have a lot of wonderful musical programs of all sorts here. Live music. We have great hip hop, great bluegrass, jazz, world music, Latino music. I mean, this is the station. Whatever your musical preference is, you can probably find a show here that not only is that musical preference, but it's the cutting edge of it. It's something fresh, something new.
And it's going to be something fresh and new every time you hear it, too.
That's right. Spontaneity is rampant.
232-8818. You know, I was the founder, along with Liam Delta, of Hole in the Bucket. Over 5 years ago, KBOO hosted the Homelessness Marathon, which happens in different cities around the country. It's a 14-hour radio marathon about homeless issues. And we hosted that, and our station manager at the time thought that it was so incredible to finally have these housing and poverty and homelessness issues on the air that she wanted it to happen every month. Not just once a year, but every month. And Hole in the Bucket was born. And we have this goal every pledge drive to kind of show the station that this issue is still of interest to you guys. When we founded it in 2000, the listeners really responded and said, yes, they wanted to hear about housing and homelessness and poverty. And if you still want to, please vote with your dollars by calling 503-232-8818.
And if you're just above homelessness yourself, we have special low income prices. We have a $20 membership for extremely low income, but it's just a way of your showing that you do appreciate this kind of news coverage. Uh-huh. And our basic membership is only $40. It's been that for the longest, as long as I can remember, that when that's like over 15 years that I've been listening to KBOO, that the basic minimum pledge is $40. And with that, you get the listener's guide, and that gives you all kinds of special, special treatment from merchants in town who also support us,
and it gives you that good feeling of being a member of a community that's doing so much for the wider community.
We're really a democratic community. This is where you want to be. 232-8818, 503-232-8818, or 1-877-500-KBOO.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Peter, and thank you, Michael, and we're going to go back. We're going to go back to our show right now. Hello, Jay.
That whole thing. Thank you. Welcome back. And if you have a call that you would like to make, don't hesitate. Again, we're with Tamara Brockler from Sisters of the Road Cafe. And Marjorie Phillips, now with Catholic Charities, formerly for 7 years with Rose Haven. Tamara, you were mentioning something about integrating women who come into Sisters into what?
Well, we have our Women and Children's program that was set up so we have that the barter system where people can do jobs, get their food, and, you know, and we always treat everybody with dignity. But women coming in with children aren't able to do any of the barter work because they have to take care of their children. So we have this Women and Children's program going so they can come in, get a meal, and, you know, just be safe because Sisters is a really safe place for women and for men, too. Right. And that's what we, it's what we're about.
I like that little play area in the cafe where you have toys and you have books children can read and a little space of their own.
Exactly.
How about, just briefly, Crossroads does try to address, for example, say at Harbor Lights, the shelter, Harbor Lights, which is part of Salvation Army, they have a dorm for women, but it's on the second floor, I believe. Anyway, you need to go up a flight or two. Mm. I think it's one flight. If you're disabled, there's not an elevator, and there's no provision for those people. Do you, like Crossroads, I know was addressing this. I know Patricia, for example, was very concerned about a friend of hers who needed help. They didn't have to comply with ADA, the Disabilities Act. Could you tell me sort of an update of what's going on with helping some of these women, or is there an update?
As far as I know, that, you know, Harbor Lights isn't even taking women
at this point.
At this point, I'm not sure because yeah,
right.
I know that they were closing the women's part.
Yeah, I wasn't real clear on that because I knew they were cutting back. Did they?
You know, I'm not sure because I haven't been there in the past 6 months. So
right, definitely a need for shelter beds and accessible shelter beds for women, especially women out on the street with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie, I was very interested. We were talking a little bit about the Katrina evacuees. Could you mm-hmm. give us an update on that? I know you deal with them.
Quickly. Yeah, I'm the coordinator of the Hurricane Relief Program. And what's happening right now is you know, they really don't...
Yeah, excuse me, Marjorie. The number is 503-231-8187, which is totally separate from the pledge drive. This is for call-in to the homeless show. So if you have a question, please don't hesitate to call. Excuse me, Marjorie.
It's okay. And the ones who are here, a lot of them are settled in, but some of them have been in shelters. A lot of people are bouncing from state to state to state at this point. We had 3 evacuees today who received eviction notice because their rent has not been paid yet. And they're still providing FEMA with information and documents that they can salvage in order to get the assistance that they need. So it's still, you know, it's still a struggle. You know, people have been displaced from their communities. They're in different states. There's a cultural shock going on. They've experienced horrendous situation where loved ones were killed, where, you know, they saw devastation of the worst kind. And so now they're dealing with those after effects of that, as well as dealing with just trying to fit in again, to be a part of something, to meet new people, to do things. And they're still dealing with the Gulf Coast, the gentrification that's taking place there, their properties being stolen from under their feet, their you know, foreclosures on their place, offers of buying their property on a regular basis for pennies, the cost of living, the housing has doubled, the cost for rentals, and they're dealing with a lot. They have a lot. The voting, you know, voting is a major issue right now.
They don't even have a say in trying to address those problems.
Right, and at this point, our program has been extended until June of 2007, but all the other programs have pulled out and have mainstreamed them. The city is still involved, but That's it. That's the assistance they have at this point.
So Catholic Charities is along with the city, what remains of...
Out in the forefront of doing the work and providing the services.
Mm-hmm. So the FEMA vouchers for housing with these people who were... those have ended, right?
FEMA, they never gave vouchers. What they gave was... financial assistance, and it was supposed to be up to 18 months. But the problem is some people are still receiving it. The problem is some people are still fighting to even, you know, receive any assistance from them. And you never know if they're going to cut it off in a couple of months or what's going to happen. It's always like up in the air on what, you know, what FEMA's going to do for the evacuees.
This afternoon, I happened to go by Harbor Lights to get a TB test, and there was a fellow there who was an evacuee from New Orleans because of Katrina, and he and his girlfriend were had to get a TB test to stay in a shelter. And they had just arrived in Portland, and because another town where they were trying to get housing and assistance weren't, you know, helping. Mm-hmm. they told them they were being displaced from one place to another.
Right.
They lost their situation, their community. They've been traumatized by the event of a hurricane.
And they don't understand what they need to do. They've been in their communities their entire life. You know, there's a lack of skills. There's a lack of education. And so they're just traumatized, and they're unaware of what they need to do in order to get back, get stable again. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying about people jumping from state to state, that's common now.
Right. I wonder, you know, it's you read in the daily paper about the jazz musicians that and how grateful we are to have mm-hmm. these artists.
Mm-hmm.
You don't read about the people like this guy getting his TB test
right.
who's been shunted from one town to another.
Right.
Who can't find assistance, who has basically been dropped into the homeless population.
Right.
Lost all community. And I know New Orleans is famous for having multi-generational people. People have been there for generation
mm-hmm.
upon generation.
Mm-hmm.
Very stable communities. And that's all been disrupted.
Right.
And pretty tragic.
Yes, it is. It's tragic that, you know, they feel like they're being abandoned. They've already felt like that once mm-hmm. when the hurricane hit. But now they're feeling abandoned again because there's no services available to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now the hurricane season starts, what, June 1st?
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't even built the levees to
right,
decent
right.
protected levels. The number... again, the number for call-ins is 503-231-8187, which is totally separate from the pledge drive. This is for the homeless show, so please call in with any questions you might have. I don't know exactly where to go from here. You know, we... because I see the situation is getting much worse. The safety net is falling apart. That was addressed at the memorial. And I think everybody, you know, I mentioned that, and everybody at the table here in the studio nods. Everybody knows what the situation is, and yet the people in leadership positions on the federal level and at the state level are not responding. They're into tax cuts for the rich. They're into military adventurism over in the Middle East. It's a tragic situation. And we see it reflected in, for example, a dismissal of the Katrina evacuees, mm-hmm. low-income, primarily African-American folks who were living in cheap but housing, but it was their housing. It had been
right.
in the family for generations. They've lost all community. They're being dismissed. They're now homeless. It's an outrageous situation. I guess at this point... I wish someone would call in. This can't be appealing to just a handful of people sitting at the table here. This is a pretty major statement, in my opinion, about our society and the fact that we'd rather condone tax cuts to the rich and a military adventure to benefits a handful at the top who invested in the oil companies rather than invest in health care and affordable housing is just a... incomprehensible to me.
You know, so often they say that, oh, they're lazy, they don't want to work, oh, you know, they're doing the drugs and alcohol, and they're out there just, you know, expecting everyone to take care of them. That is not the reality. The women that we saw at Rose Haven and see at Rose Haven come from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And you know, for whatever their circumstance may be, that's why they're there. And all they need is a hand up, not a handout. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have an address, if you don't have a phone number, if you have nowhere to lay your head, how are you going to find a job? What are you going to do?
All right. How do you maintain your dignity?
Mm-hmm.
How do you reclaim your life when you've been traumatized one place and then you're being dismissed from one place to another, like the
right.
Katrina evacuees? So Tamara, tell me some more about I'm not real clear on exactly, like, women coming in with children, but how the provision. Could you describe that some more, a little more detail?
Well, we have we have two tables that are just for families, and mm-hmm. we do ask the customers who are sitting there, when we do have a family come in, that they give up their seat, which everybody does. Mm-hmm. And it's like I said, it's because women who are not able to take care of their children, even if they're in the children area, and, like, say, do dishes or bust the tables or, you know, get some money on their books. So this is a way for them to come in, get something to eat, you know, be welcomed, be, you know, their children played with, or, you know, we've had some of the staff, you know, take the children for a walk or something so that the mom can have just a breather.
Yeah.
So it's a really cool thing. Everybody is welcoming sisters, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful mm-hmm. thing. I remember Marlene Howell, when she was involved with Sisters of the Road, had a women's group, mm-hmm. women's empowerment group. Is there anything similar to that going on at Sisters now? Has anybody, she's been gone from Sisters, mm-hmm. at least, formally for a couple of years.
No, pretty much from that group came the Women and Children's Program, because that's where the
need.
That was the need, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we've got another pledge break. Following the pledge break, Lori Shentalovan, will be reading poetry that is, some of which has been recently published in Street Roots, and it's very appropriate to this day of memorial for the homeless who have died over the past year on the streets. So now to Orion and Mike for pledge break.
Thank you so much, Jay. Elizabeth and Peter are here with me. We still have $200 to go for our goal this hour. I'm sure we can do it.
Actually, if two people would call with $100 pledges, they not only would have the gift of KABU as an everyday value, but they would have tickets to Amy Goodman. That would be a ticket for you and a friend to go and hear Amy Goodman live on April 22nd when she's here with the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. We have very few of those tickets left, and so it's, you're not going to be able to get in unless you pledge now.
By calling 503-232-8818.
I can't believe there's any of those tickets left.
I know.
That's incredible. I mean, you wanted to pledge anyway, right? So you can pledge and get an awesome gift. You know you don't get out of the house enough.
And you can take somebody else with you, too, you know?
Hey, you can take me.
$100 for two. Yeah, I'd go.
We'll go with you. 232-8818.
That's
you call
us. Not only can you go see Amy Goodman and have KABU in your home, but you have a special date with Orion or me.
What a bargain.
Yeah.
And be surrounded by people from the NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.
Yeah.
This is a great gathering that's happening next week here in support of just what's happening here, KABU Radio, Community Radio. KABU is one of the oldest continuously operating community radio stations in the country.
Wow.
This all happened starting about 40 years ago. Some people got together, probably in a living room, and said, you know, there's an opportunity here to have our own radio station. What a novel idea. What a great idea.
And they had a budget of $4,000 a year at the time.
Wow.
It's not the same anymore. And that's
but
okay.
It's been happening continuously for, 38 years, I think. Took them a couple to get started, but 38 years, think about that. That's people coming down here and doing it. That's, a huge number of volunteers over the years, and it's also a huge number of people contributing a huge amount of money, a little bit at a time, everybody contributing a little bit.
Yeah, this is very counterculture. I mean, this is not commercial. This is not capitalist-driven. This is really odd. In fact, it takes people a while to wrap their heads around it. 2-3-2-8-8-1-8. Can you wrap your head around it, if you can? If you can, and I have a feeling you can. If you're interested in listening to a show about poverty and housing and homelessness, you are not a commercial, capitalist-driven, not a mainstream type of person.
And so you also know you had to look hard to find this.
And
that
not
just
only,
isn't there.
Yeah, not only are we talking about homelessness, but we're using words like dignity and empowerment, yeah. And to have
in the
that
same sentence?
In the same sentence with homelessness, And so... Who else treats homeless people with that kind of respect? Who else treats everybody with that kind of respect? We are a democracy here, This is where the words media democracy are not an oxymoron.
another word that I was thinking about is nourishment. And oftentimes when we think about, I have $5 in my pocket, I'm going to go get myself some lunch or something, a little nourishment. Well, your $5 could be nourishment for your soul. When you donate to KBOO, the feeling that you get, the good feeling that you get is just, it's hard to describe. I think I first became a member about 5 years ago, and I'd listened to KBOO before, and I enjoyed it. But once you start giving, then you hear this pledge drive, and you're like, all right, I'm one of the people who got up. I went over to my phone. I called 503-232-8818, and all of a sudden, I'm on the inside, I'm part of something, and that could be a feeling that you could have at home tonight. So we really need you to get up, make that call. If you're outside the Portland area, 877-500-5266, please get up and make a call. Please get up and say, it's important that we have a forum for the voices that go unheard. It's important that we have a place where community means not just an exclusive little group of the in crowd, but anybody can be part of this KBOO community. And why don't you come aboard and be a member tonight?
Yeah, if you're sitting around wondering where that community is the community. This is your community because you are listening now. And that means that you care. And if you care, you've got to care enough to keep it going. 503-232-8818. Outside the community, outside of Portland, 1-877-500-KBOO.
And KBOO is a whole community of people who are the kind of people that I like to think that they're the people that I'd turn to if I needed help. And I like to think that you listening are those kind of people too. That you're the kind of people who we can turn to for help because we need it. We need your support. We need some money to keep this thing going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost the top of the hour. It's almost 7 o'clock. We are not exactly close to our goal, but with just a couple of your calls, we could easily meet that goal. Very, very easily. But you only have a few more minutes to call after 7 o'clock. You can still call, but we won't mark it down that you called during Hole in the Bucket, and that's not the end of the world, but it would make us feel like you value the show. It would be a real shot in the arm. So you have 8 more minutes.
Dignity, empowerment. Think about those. Empower yourself.
And then go from thinking to doing.
To that's doing.
503-232-8818. Let's make this happen. I think we're at around, we have about $200 to go. Is that right?
We do have $200
Just a couple calls.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so $450 pledges, that would be something.
But it looks like we've got some people walking
all
in.
All right.
And there's the phone ringing, too. So we do have the money coming in.
A $60 pledge would get you a couple of different things. It could get you a KBOO versus the Media Zillas t-shirt by Matt Worker. It would get you a 2006 World Report by Human Rights Watch. It would get you a book, The Bonus Army, by Paul Dixon and Thomas Allen, an account of a march on Washington in 1968. 1932 by 45,000 World War I vets demanding payment of the bonus promised to them at the end of the war. Think about it. You know, think about the parallels with what we have going on now. So call right now because we're getting back to a program that you don't want to miss. 503-232-8818.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Peter. Jay, we are ready to go back with our show.
Thank you. We have to conclude the show. Lori Shantalovan, who is a singer with the Aurora Chorus, which will be performing, quote, It Takes a Village. That's a concert that's on May 14th in the Newmark. She has recently published some poems in Street Roots, the homeless paper, and will be reading those poems and others. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Lori.
Thank you, Jay. My first poem is called Homeless. She slept, a worn figure curled in the dust, alone, forgetting desperation for too short a time. The dried stems of the hemlock stood high over her head, like sentinels, saying, This one is mine, so she may sleep here. Red reaches out to touch the trees. The evening air is cooler in the failing light. Who will save her now? My next poem is Losing Innocence. I have lost the country where I once lived. Perhaps you've heard of it. The country of the heart where violence never comes to challenge the supremacy of love. In a battered moment, I found myself in a different place, where separate individuals trample each other to reach the apex of disintegration. A nation where people are cruel because they can get away with it. A continent where people are dishonest for no reason. A world where the problems of others are not our concern. In this place, love is a stupid risk. Trust is an invitation to mayhem. Compassion is for fools. Wounded people are better targets. Violence is first instead of last, and everyone has an agenda. I cannot find the road of return on any map, and in the trackless solitude, the shimmering mirage of a place where I didn't need to have convictions before I went out of my way to help others, disappears when I try to touch it again. When I ask myself, what motive might she really have? What violence might he do next? When I hate the ones who taught me how, I lose again and prove I have learned my lessons well. My third poem is Forever is My Enemy. The word's seductive catch-all quality lures me to the rocks where I crash, time and again wondering how I got there. Have you met the word? It pops up in the silent promises you make yourself, coils in the darkness of your easy answers, whispering the lie of its name. The drowning shadows of depression last forever. The silver flashing razor ends pain forever. The crippling, unremembered past screams forever. The alcohol, food, speed, needle outrage works forever. Until the next time. How many people have died of this word? Driving neurotic brains and failing flesh. In deep caverns of the mind it rules in ruts. The blood-spattered, well-worn patterns of our dissolution. Until the last time. When will you give it up? When they pry the weapon from your clenched fingers? When they arrange you as carefully as you once arranged the dinner table flowers? How can I have failed to notice the rigged game and loaded dice at this coffin? I will not climb in like a good kid, like the picture-perfect victim I was trained to be. My last poem is Mercy. Stony-eyed starers, spitting venomous disapproval. Now I understand how you shield yourselves from the accusations of your conscience. When you keep others from doing the right thing, you create a silence in which the lie that it is not really your business can flourish unopposed. When the good are baffled motionless and the injured wandered by unaided, then you say to yourselves, see, this is just how the world is. We don't have to do anything. It's not our responsibility. I have a message for you. I do not repent this instinct, and I will not be fooled when you hiss that it is incorrect to involve myself with others' pain. You will have to deal with your guilt as best you may.
Thank you very much. And again, that was Lori Shantalovan, who is a singer with the Aurora Chorus, which will be performing It Takes a Village, a concert on May 14th at the Newmark. And you can look for Lori's poetry in future issues of Street Roots and probably elsewhere. And that's the show for this this month. We wish you all well, and I hope you do call in and support us. We need help, and we're dependent on you. This is volunteer-driven, donor-sponsored operation, and we need your money to keep moving, to keep alive. Thank you.
Sleeping in their shoes, but there's a warning sign on the road ahead. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off dead.